Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is the lesson just read, and especially verse 17, where St. Peter says, "Live your life as aliens," or a better translation of parokios as pilgrims. The beginning of the spring quarter offers opportunity to all of us for reflection. For some of you, this will be your last quarter. How fast, looking back, it can appear to go, and now very shortly, call day and vicarage assignment or a summer before the Sem 2 year will be upon us. For Sem 4s, it might already be a fearful and somewhat unthinkable thing to have life that might be bland without the daily sparkling theological stimulation of Dr. Scare. But beyond the passing of academic quarters, St. Peter calls us to think about the big picture. That is to look beyond the academic calendar to the calendar of our lives. And in that regard, specifically, he asks us to be pilgrims and to live as pilgrims. This urging should arouse in all of us a profound feeling of thanksgiving and of gratitude. For you see, you and I, each and every one of the faculty, staff, and students, have the unique privilege and calling to engage in and announce the meaning of the big picture, what the beginning was and what its end will be, not just of a moment, an hour, a quarter, or a year, but the meaning of life itself. So many lives and so many professions, for all the good that they do, deal with that which is to perish. What a sermon archaeology preaches as it uncovers the kingdoms that have perished. The most magnificent of them lies in dust. Indeed, as I reflected on this text, I recall a neighbor to my parsonage in Iowa. He was a good neighbor. We became friends, and his hobby was collecting Studebakers. In fact, he had developed some skill and not a little profit at selling Studebaker parts. One night while he was working on a Studebaker in his garage, I went over and he complained. He said in his fleet of 8 or 9 such vehicles, it was almost a full-time job touching up, repairing, and keeping them fit for display. Think of that. With full-time attention, every one of them was decaying. Well, in such a decaying and perishable world, St. Peter's words ring out to each of us. For you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. As pilgrims, parokios, on the way to Jerusalem in this Lenten season, as pilgrims who ponder the mystery, the wonder, the depth of God's love in the passion of His only begotten Son, we rejoice that the flighty and perishable commodities of silver and gold are gone. They could not sustain us. In our life now, every moment, every hour, every day, every quarter, every year, and into eternity, it's the blood of Jesus that renders us innocent and holy and makes us alive. And because we are innocent and holy and alive in Christ, we will never perish. One drop of Jesus' holy blood, the Lamb without blemish or defect, imparts life now and eternally. Our baptism joined us to Jesus' death, and because we are joined to his death, we are joined to his life. His prophetic and apostolic word, every syllable, when rightly interpreted, points to that cross and that holy offering of God's Son on Calvary. And his blood, Christ's saving presence, comes to us from this altar with his holy body. These holy gifts never, never, never perish. They are imperishable, and they are yours. They are mine. Every breath we take is now different, for we breathe the life of Christ rather than the natural death of our own sinful nature. Good brothers, we see again at the beginning of another quarter God's call to his redeemed to consider, in fact, to be defined by his gifts, to be freed from that which perishes to the holy and living one who intercedes for us at God's right hand. And what a noble, noble calling it is to carry these gifts to God's people and to offer them to the entire world. When call day does come, sooner or later, receive those documents with an awareness that now in your evangelism efforts, in your shepherding efforts, in your baptisms, in your preaching, in your celebration of the Lord's Supper, you, under God's grace, are bringing life to a dying race, life that you already enjoy. May we be holy and happy pilgrims this quarter and throughout our life, announcing the life that is ours and the redemption that ours is ours solely in the blood of the Lamb. For in that is life now and forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.